Chapter 2, Salome. The soldier, Balthazar, and Rosie stand amidst the bodies of the fallen Wehrmacht scouts. The soldier turns his attention back to the fairies, rising to a combative stance. Balthazar, drawing out his sword.
You won't fight now, huh? I give big fight.
The soldier emits a cascade of angry sparks and static. Rosie darts between them, wings beating frantically, her small form somehow creating a barrier. Rosie.
Oh, stop this nonsense!
To the soldier.
We mean you no harm, dear. Truly we don't.
To Balthazar.
Put down your damn sword. Please, if you don't mind.
To the soldier.
You're scared. I know it. We're scared too. That wound on your noggin. You've lost your way. Gibby, but we can help. Biff, if you let us.
To Balthazar.
I says back down, you pancake bastard.
To the soldier.
We've much to explain, but we mustn't dwell here. It's not safe.
Balthazar reluctantly lowers his sword. Balthazar.
Duh, too dangerous here. We'll be more men. We've done enough.
The soldier processes Rosie's words, his posture gradually relaxing. A sound cuts through the silence, a child's cry, distant but unmistakable. Rosie.
Oh dear, what now?
The soldier's head snaps towards the sound. Without hesitation, he moves with purpose. Balthazar.
You'll keep okay. Come back this minute.
The fairies trail behind the soldier's determined strides. As they crest a small hill, a scene of devastation unfolds before them. A farmhouse lies in smoldering ruins, torn apart by bombing. Amidst the wreckage kneels Salome, a six-year-old girl, shaking with sobs as she clutches at two charred bodies partially buried in rubble. Rosie.
Oh, that poor little girl.
Balthazar.
Better we not touch. For her, we can do nothing.
Ignoring the fairies, the soldier approaches with heavy steps. Looming over the child, Balthazar and Rosie share a look of apprehension. Balthazar.
Hey, you, get back here.
Rosie.
You don't think he'll eat her, do you?
Salome looks up, her tear-stained face transitioning from grief to fear and wonder. As she takes in the soldier's frightening figure, she clutches her teddy bear, Noners, tightly to her chest. The soldier bends down and carefully picks her up, holding her at arm's length. She remains perfectly still, eyes wide, caught between terror and fascination. Balthazar.
Well, he gonna eat her for sure.
Her eyes dart between the soldier's skull-like face and her teddy bear, making a connection that only a child's mind could forge. Unexpectedly, a smile breaks through her tears. Salome.
Il est un ours en peluche. He's a teddy bear.
She reaches out for a hug, arms extended toward the metal monstrosity. The soldier hesitates, then awkwardly reciprocates. She wraps her small arms around what she can reach of him as fresh tears stream down her cheeks. The soldier stands motionless, holding the child. His grim visage remains unreadable, yet something stirs deep within his damaged circuitry. The moment shatters at the sound of approaching vehicles. Wehrmacht troops emerge from the darkness, their flashlights sweeping across the ruins. Wehrmacht riflemen.
Halt! Ich sehe Bewegung! There! I see movement!
Without hesitation, the soldier puts Salome down and moves to shield her, his massive frame becoming a living wall between the child and danger. Rosie.
You need her help!
Balthazar, drawing his sword with newfound purpose.
Ready for action! Duh!
Rosie, nodding.
For the wee one, then.
The Wehrmacht infantry fan out, weapons at the ready. Balthazar, Rosie, and the soldier form a protective triangle around Salome. The child clings to the soldier's leg, her tiny fingers digging into metal and leather, anchoring herself to the only stable thing in her shattered world. The game party engages in an interactive battle. A grenade arcs through the air, detonating atop the soldier. His body takes the entire blast, sparing Salome. He is ripped apart, Metal limbs, gears, and circuitry scatter across the field. His skull head rolls to a stop against a German's boot. The German recoils, kicking it away with a nervous laugh. Ha! Wehrmacht rifleman.
Letztendlich nur Altmetall! Just scrap metal after all!
Green tendrils of magic pulse from the soldier's remains. His body reconstructs itself piece by piece, surrounded by a supernatural glow. He rises into the air as if pulled by invisible strings. The seed's power of immortality flows through him as his parts weave back together. The German troops falter, weapons lowering in disbelief as the soldier stands before them.
Gott im Himmel! Gott in heaven!
Shouting.
Erschieß das Monster! Shoot the monsters!
The squad fires in panic. Bullets ping off the soldier as he advances. Behind him, Balthazar's sword ignites with red flame. Rosie darts between chunks of rubble, wings flat against her back. The soldier lunges forward. His fist punches through a German's chest, launching the man backwards into his comrades. He grabs another by the helmet, crushing it with his grip. Balthazar swoops low. His flaming sword cleaves wildly through rifle barrels. A bullet clips his wing, sending him spinning. Balthazar, cursing,
"Rested eagle!"
Rosie's hands emit green healing light. Rosie,
"Hold still, dearie!"
She touches Balthazar's damaged wing. The wounds seal shut. The soldier tears up a chunk of concrete and hurls it through the air. The projectile crushes two more riflemen. He unholsters his pistol, shooting from the hip. Two shots, two more bodies drop. A German rushes him with a bayonet. The soldier catches him by the throat, tossing him aside. The man's body cracks against a tree trunk. The last Wehrmacht turns to flee. Balthazar, airborne again, twirls his sword. An ice shard forms at its tip, growing rapidly before launching toward the fleeing man. It pierces his back, and he pitches forward into the dirt. Silence falls. Wind stirs the grass, rolling spent shell casings across a blood-darkened earth. The soldier stands motionless, thin wisps of smoke rising from his Luger's barrel. Salome peers out from behind his leg, clutching him tightly.